finally, this Libra new moon feels like big, big energy can come through. Wednesday, 6th of October, we have a new moon in Libra, and that means that we are being initiated into new cycles. New cycles around money, new cycles around drive, ambition, relationships. It overall has that feeling of newness. And this week within the astrology transits, we have so much cardinal energy. Cardinal energy looks and feels like very progressive, very forward thinking, almost futuristic, and even Elysian in some places. Beautiful, creative, divinely inspired, peaceful, and almost perfect, but is it? Last few weeks' energy has been very heavy, a little bit oppressive, but we have the planets that are going to be moving out of retrograde. We had 6 planets in retrograde, and today Pluto goes direct. And Pluto's been in retrograde for 5 months, and Pluto is a very shadowy planet. It's ruled by Hades, Lord of the Underworld, and it brings up a lot of stuff, things, people, situations that almost feel heavy and like darkness, but that goes direct today, so hopefully things should lighten up there a little bit, which is good news because then that is going to create the space for some internal realignment, much needed internal realignment. Libra season is all about the scales and creating balance and harmony. The scales are connected and they are not separate, so comes to making decisions, new moves regarding money, relationships. Now is a good time to weigh everything up. And because we have a lot of Mars going on this week that looks after our drive and our ambition. And what Mars does, it course corrects. It says, you're not on the right path. I'm going to shift you over here. And this is what you're going to be doing. Pushes through with that progressive forward thinking energy that feels like newness. And Libra season is big, big energy. If you've ever had a partner with Libra placements, and you'll know that Libra is all about romancing life, engaging with diversity, equality, and how those things fit in with you, your structures, and everything moving forward with regards to money and relationships, because that is 7th house and that's big, big energy. But this new moon comes with a slice of renewal and maybe asking some questions around who and what are you romancing at the moment in life. Where is your energy going? Is it going to go towards building, restructuring, renewing your future? Is that romancing reciprocal? You know, is that exchange going to pay off? If not, why not? And then is that where your energy is best to be cultivated? We have Venus that moves into Sagittarius this week as well. And Venus is the planet of love and beauty and nurturing. And Sagittarius rules over higher learning. It's all about adventures. It's optimistic, it's hopeful. And because Sagittarius represents higher learnings and where we can learn those lessons and integrate those lessons into life, it's like, what can we learn about being adventurous, spontaneous, optimistic, hopeful? Can we create some inner realignment around those values and how that should look and feel? In the next couple of weeks, all the planets move and go direct, and we have, for a little bit of time, we have them in a forward-facing motion, which is very welcome, because when all 6 planets go into retrograde, it's a very heavy period. It's a very heavy period of clearing and cleansing, and this week is all about clearing space. So what are you clearing space for? What does that look like? What does that feel like? Do you need to take a look at your innermost relationships, the people who are around you, where you overgive or where you don't give enough? Being Libra, being all about exchanges and balance, making sure that that is fair and equal and that works for you. Libra is also about negotiation, and everything is a negotiation. Friendships are a negotiation, relationships, money. And it's all about creating those boundaries around those structures and how that's then going to move and look forward and work for you. Mars coming in with that fiery energy and almost lighting a fire under your ass and being like, right, this is how we're now going to move. So while we have the new moon and while we have those intentions, understanding what the intention is moving forward in this new cycle, can we fall in love with romancing and cultivating this new cycle, this new moon, and creating that space where we can then fall into alignment with spontaneity, adventures, and optimism. Thanks for the lessons, Pluto, but you're gone. New moon is in.